All right, this is the Lone Observer, a.k.a. Jay Remy. Jay Remy is actually, believe it or not, is my pen name I use as a writer. But whatever, but I prefer, either you can call me the Lone Observer, you know, Joseph Remy or Jay Remy, whatever. Doesn't matter. But anyways, this is the 14th episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and your life as well. And the what my website's always going to be in the, now it's going to be in the video in your face, right in your face. YouTube page is going to be in the it's going to probably I'm going to see if I can try to fit it into the video as well, because I have to find I'm struggling to find good video editors that are simple. I don't want something super complicated. You know, Windows Media Player is too freaking limited, and it has crappy slideshows and all that. You know, I'm still struggling to find a good video editor so I can have better slides, too. Because my I've been wanting to have random slides that actually go, you know, that actually pop up in and out. The biggest problem here is that I don't have any real slide. I have to figure out the perfect video editing software, and that's something I'm going to have to find out before I post this video. But anyways, before I get on, this next week there's not going to be an episode because I got personal things I got to do. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to do it. Let's just say that there's some things in life you got to do even though you don't want to do them. But like I said, next week there's going to be no episode. Not because of the fact I don't want to do it. It's because of the fact that I can't do it next week. But I will prepare for... I might do two episodes the next week. So I'll have time to prepare an outline for two episodes. We'll see. I don't know. There's no promises. But anyway, in this episode, we're going to talk about this thing that a lot... Another topic that nobody wants to talk about. Something else that's unpopular. And that's humanity's collective fear of personal responsibility and self-ownership. Which will tie into the fact that people don't have any understanding of rights, personal responsibility, freedom, real freedom, and personal sovereignty. I mean, people have no understanding of these things. I want to get into that. And you got to understand something. In reliving in a free will, in a polarized free will domain, you have, exactly. It's something. Hold on. Yes, that's what I wanted to say. That freedom and your personal sovereignty and your natural rights, all that stuff is something that doesn't defend itself. And it's something you definitely don't actually give away to someone else. Or you don't sacrifice that for in the name of someone protecting you. I mean, as you can see, if you take a look at the world, you take a look at history, people have for eons have done this over and over again, have given away their personal responsibility and their natural rights in the name of protection. Because of the fact they literally are selling their souls to these people. And what happens is when you sell your soul to someone is that yeah, they will give you what you want, but at a certain expense or at a certain consequence. And those consequences are pretty fatal. Like, for example, the tyranny that's amongst us right now, which is a great example of fatal consequences. It's just the thing about it is that most people have no idea of what makes them free or why they're free, inherently in the nature. They don't even care. They don't care what a right. They don't even care about these things. You ask a person literally what a right is. They couldn't even tell you. 95% of these people on this planet probably can't even tell you what a right is. I don't tell you what a right is. A right is something that is something that you have an action. You have the right to commit in nature that doesn't cause harm. That's a right. What a right is. It has nothing to do with some complicated law that's created by men out there who are trying to control people. And a lot of people are going to disagree, but you know what? I don't care about your disagreements. It's not about disagreeing. It's not even about whether you agree with me or not. It's about actually seeing things based on what's inherent in nature before it's tainted by cultural and social norms. And if you don't like that, well, you know, click off right now. Because I'm not here to actually try to pander or convince you of anything. This is for people who already get it. This is for people out there. I don't care about people who don't get it. Those people are a waste of time to me. They're just a waste of air. They're just, you know, they're just background characters in a terrible play. You know, I one day have to make it a point to find the person who is running this place so I can throw the script book in that person's face. I'm going off. Here I go again, going off. I'm sorry. And like I said, It's just funny how a lot of people like to talk, brag about freedom, brag about this and that, yet at the end of the day, they don't have no clue what makes them free, or they don't even know what a right is. They don't know nothing about what a right is in nature. Yet you're going to say, talk about freedom? And the thing of, and what's funny is how they like to brag about how someone else is defending that freedom for them. Whether it be a group of people or institution like the state. I mean, But anyways, like I said, it's just you're going to brag about freedom, yet you're not the one out there defending it. People as a collective need to be defending their natural rights and their freedoms. No matter, I don't care what anyone thinks. That's your personal responsibility. And as a sovereign individual, you can deny your sovereignty all you want. It doesn't make it go away. The fact that you are a sovereign being. And as a sovereign being, you are personally responsible for your own freedom. And defending your, or more so defending your freedom, defending your natural rights in this domain of individuals who are seeking to control you. Full psychopathic individual, whether it be physical or non-physical, trying to control you. And don't get me started with this stupid materialist attitude that rights are something that comes from man or rights are subjective. If you tell me that, not understanding that rights are not something that is created by, you know, the people who say this are people are these people who are atheists or these Darwinistic types. There's even some people out there who probably call themselves religionists or like to call casual religionists. You know, the ones who probably just, you know, go to church every Sunday and they call themselves religion, or they call themselves this religious group or whatever. You know, but they live like everybody else, materialist. They live like a materialist, though. Except for Sundays, though. On Sundays, we're not materialists. But like I said, it's just this attitude that that they think that rights are subjective. Rights are from man. Oh, that's bullshit. It's something inherent in nature. In nature, outside these cultural constructs, these norms, outside of all these ideologies, everybody knows universally that you don't have no right to actually attack someone unprovoked. You know that, for example. You have no right to attack someone unprovoked. Everybody knows that in nature, that's not cool. Everybody universally knows that it's wrong. Which is a great example of, that's not something that man comes up with. It's something that's inherent in nature, that exists in nature. But you know what? Materialists are not going to understand this concept very well. Because they're materialists. They're trapped in a mind cage, just like their religionist counterparts are. What do you expect? As long as you believe that rights are subjective, and rights are something that actually comes from men, or comes from this imaginary piece of paper a lot of people call bills, which are turned into laws, then expect to stay enslaved. Expect to always be suffering and tyranny on this planet. I don't care what you think. There's a lot of people out there who think they can actually make this work. You know, just see how well that's working out for us. If you've been paying attention to what's going on, you see that, you know, that's actually, you know, coming to an end. Slowly, though. Very slowly. So continue to believe that, if you know, that rights are subjective. That rights come from men. Well, men are not, the problem here with an individual out there, when you're a man or a woman, you're not a god, you're not a goddess. You don't create laws, you don't create rights. They're not yours to make, and they're not yours to create at all. They come from the creator, the prime creator, something that goes beyond, something that goes beyond the imaginations of most people out there. The creative force in nature, the force people call source, whatever. That's where they come from. They don't come from some clown wearing a business suit. They don't come from some jackass wearing a military uniform if it's a military dictatorship, for example. It doesn't come from those people. Or someone out there who claims that they have the right to rule over other people because they have royal blood. Give me a break. You don't have the right to rule over anything but yourself. I mean, get real. In nature, you don't have no right to rule over nothing but you, yourself, and your personal creations that exist within your personal sphere, which is called the imagination. Those are the only things you own. You don't own sentient souled beings with souls. You don't own them. You don't own anyone. Keep that in mind. But if you want to, but whatever. Just move on. Yeah. I mean, it's just the problem here is that a lot of people have been conditioned into actually believing that they don't have to have personal responsibility or self-ownership because the powers, the control structure or the ruling authorities of this planet have actually conditioned people into believing that that's someone else's own job or responsibility. That's the state's responsibility. Leave that to us. Don't worry about it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Just mind your own business. Just live your life. You know, don't worry about that. That's the reason why a lot of people don't understand that freedom is something you have to defend. Your personal sovereignty is something you have to defend. As much as a lot of people don't want to hear it. I mean, this is something that even a lot of spiritual teachings in general leave out. The fact that freedom is something that you have to defend on your own. You know, is that something that magically doesn't need to defends itself? If that's the case, then the world will be a different place. We would not be enslaved, and I would not be having this conversation, or I would not be doing this work at all. It's just amazing to me how a lot of people don't understand that the real spiritual lessons on one of the real spiritual lessons on this planet that the false light has actually hidden from people is the fact that you have to actually be your own person, and you can't let someone else be your own person for you. Which always leads to people actually being controlled and enslaved as well. That's something a lot of people don't understand. Maybe the spiritual lesson in life is actually push the bully back. You know, it's a crazy idea, but, you know, it might work. From personal experience, it works for me very well. In life, when you have someone who messes with you, you think that ignoring them is going to somehow make them go away. But sometimes you may have to actually get in that person's face and show some strength. Because that's going to make the bully, you know, there's a good chance that the bully will back off. And I can tell you from personal experience in my personal life that has happened. That the bully backs off once they realize that you're not an easy target. You're not someone you can be manipulated or exploited or controlled. That's the real occultic hidden spiritual lesson on this planet. That's the main theme on this planet that a lot of people have actually ignored. That has been obscured. The fact that you have to push the bully back. Or more so, you have to shove the bully back. And tell the bully that I'm not going to stand for your bullshit. And this is what I'll... And this is going to go into the whole topic right here. Where I'm going to talk about the non-aggression principle versus the self-defense principle. The non-aggression principle, which is simply, do not harm others unprovoked. Don't actually initiate any physical aggression to anyone who hasn't physically harmed you. You know, that's the non-aggression principle. Or to try to force someone into doing something against their own free will. Even if it's for their quote-unquote own good. Which is a collectivist mindset that people need to get their minds out of. And there is the self-defense principle. Which a lot of people confuse. A lot of people lump violence into this category, unfortunately. Because when I talk about violence, I'm talking about the violation of someone's natural rights. Or actually unprovoked aggression. When I talk about violence, I'm talking about those things. You know, a lot of people have different definitions of what violence is, but that's my personal definition. Now, I'm not going to sit here and try to argue and fight over what's the right or wrong definition. I mean, that's not what I'm here for. Oh, goodness. Stupid train. Give me a sec. Sorry about that. You know, I literally live in an area where there's train tracks right next to me. And plenty of noisy traffic, by the way. You got all these freaking motorcycles and super loud trucks that go through here. Oh my goodness. It just makes me how people have so many ghetto vehicles around here. Or loud, super loud vehicles because people are just playing jackasses. And it's just a quick reminder to how a lot of people are so asleep if they're willing to actually go out on the road and actually have obnoxiously loud cars that literally will wake you up at night. But I'm sorry. Sorry about that. But like, let's back to the topic of self-defense and non-aggression. Like I said, and this whole self-defense thing. For a minute here. Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, a lot of people, especially in the spiritual community, want to actually make it seem like it's a bad thing to defend yourself. They want to make it seem like it's a bad thing to actually defend yourself. Do you realize that self-defense, whether it be psychic or physical, actually is integral, is actually one of the key essentials to defending your natural rights and personal sovereignty. You think you can just defend your personal sovereignty by not doing nothing? By not defending yourself physically and psychically? By you think that rolling over is going to solve the problem? Hell no! It doesn't work that way. History has shown time and time that it doesn't work. You know, that you do not go out and just do nothing and allow someone to beat the ever-living shit out of you. You know, the controllers who want to control you. You have to say, no, I'm going to stand up to this. I'm going to rebel. Because you got to understand there's a time when self-defense has to be used physically. I always talk about how we need to exhaust every possibility first, though. I'm trying to point out is that sometimes you're going to have to be willing to defend yourself physically and verbally and psychically. You got to be willing to do those things. And the fact they try to make it seem like a bad thing and they try to shame you for this, this is something that no one talks about. The fact that there's actually has been a huge attack on self-defense. And this is something I'm going to, and you know what? And this is something I'm going to make a podcast alone about, this whole self-defense situation. And the fact that they actually want to tell you how it's unspiritual to defend yourself against those who are trying to take away what makes you a free will being, who those who try to control you. Dude, that's because of the fact that a lot of people bought into this falsity that violence somehow, it comes from the fact that people defend themselves. No! Violence comes from, you know where the cycle of violence comes from? A broken down species that actually completely doesn't know who they are, where they come from. A species that have no idea of who is ignorant of universal law or actually in rebellion against it. That's where it comes from. Self-defense is only a response to the cycle of violence. The cycle of violence is caused by a diseased race of beings, such as like us. That's where violence also comes from. The fact that people put their energy into institutions that actually monopolize these things, that actually are the instigators of these things. As long as these institutions of violence such as the state exist, there's always going to be violence. I'm just telling you, that's where violence comes from. Hierarchical institutions. A broken down race of individuals who don't know what a right is. Thus, they violate other people's rights without even knowing it. Or they do it because they buy into this collective's lie that they have to do it for the common good. That's where violence comes from. Violence doesn't come from the fact that you defend yourself against an aggressor who wants to enact tyranny, who wants to shove their way of life down your throat. Violence doesn't come from defending against those things. I always talk about how a lot of people, especially people in the spiritual community, got the non-aggression principle down pat really good. They got it down good too. But to the point where they actually completely omit the self-defense principle. This is a good example of actually of combining the positive masculine and positive feminine forces together. The non-aggression principle, which is a part of the positive feminine, and the self-defense principle, which is a part of the positive masculine force. I mean, both forces are under attack, but especially nowadays, they put special focus on positive masculinity. Now I've replaced it with negative masculinity, which is the control dominator mentality, which is the fostering of tyranny and control and so forth. And the emasculization of men of males. Ironically, using a negative feminine, which involves the negative feminine. Because they want a world where the negative feminine and the negative masculine actually reign supreme. But yeah, because there's always two sides to coins. I mean, if one of the ways we're going to get back to we need to have a marriage between the masculine and feminine forces. And by doing that, we need to marry the positive and masculine and feminine forces together. The non-aggression principle and the self-defense principle are great examples of that marriage. When it comes to those things. Also, I want to talk about how people can talk about all these energetic changes that are supposedly happening. All they want, but at the end of the day, humanity has to take personal responsibility for its self-ownership. collective and personal responsibility for their self-ownership. And they need to do this. All the hype behind Earth changes is not going to change the fact that people have to cosmically go grow up. People, I mean, these changes are not going to affect people who are in a deep slumber, who don't care about actually having to do the work, who have to work on themselves, have to take personal responsibility for themselves and embrace self-ownership. Doesn't matter what type of energy that's coming in, supposedly. It doesn't matter. I really think there's a lot of phony hype behind this whole Earth change thing. I think it's just fake hype. Because quite frankly, as you see the world around you, the world's actually pretty much on a self-destruction course. And right now, it doesn't look good for humanity. But I'm not really concerned about humanity because I'm not in depth to what humanity goes through. I'm not going to clean up their mess no longer once I'm done here. I mean, they need to, because I've actually put the message out, and it's people's responsibility to listen. If they don't want to listen, that's their problem. That's their problem. That's ironically their free will to screw themselves over in that aspect. And that's another thing about it. It's just overall how people don't care about self-ownership or personal responsibility. People just don't care as a collective. I'm not saying people in general. I'm saying as a collective. People who are awake, of course, are going to care. Or are going to at least want to care if they realize they don't care. Or actually never really thought about these things. The average person out on the street actually will scoff and laugh at you if you talk about this. They don't care because they're thinking, look, big daddy government or big mommy government will take care of me. Look, I'm on welfare. You know, that's all I care about. You know, I care about the fact that I'm getting subsidized by somebody. All I care about is someone's taking care of me, and that's all I care about. Why do I want to actually be on my own? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because the fact that you're actually giving your power away and selling your soul to institutions that are actually there to control you. And this is harsh. A lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people are offended about the fact that when I say that you're selling your soul to these institutions just for security, is it really worth it in the end? Security is an illusion anyway. Because you are selling your soul to these institutions. You're giving away, because when you're giving away your personal sovereignty to someone else and your sense of personal responsibility, you are giving away yourself. You're giving away the essence of who you really are to someone else. And most people have no clue who they really are, which is all part of the big bad plot that I talk about all the time. This crappy Earth drama that I hate so much. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. At this point in time, at this crossroads humanity is at, humanity is completely not equipped to actually make it across the pond. A lot of them are not equipped. There is only very few people on this planet who are coming online to what's going on. And even amongst that number, it's minuscule comparing to out of 7 billion people on this planet, it's minuscule. And I'm not trying to sound pessimistic or negative. It's not about that. It's about being real. And quite honestly, it's not like, at this point, I really don't care. All I care about is just doing my thing and getting the hell out when I'm done. When my lifetime is over, get the hell out of here and not come back. That's all I care about. I've learned that you cannot actually think that you need to make humanity's burdens your own. That's a trap. It's also a false light trap too, because of the fact there's a lot of talk about service to self versus service to others. And I keep saying that there needs to be a healthy balance between worrying about yourself and worrying about others. It's one thing to worry about others, but it's another if you're doing it to the point where you're self-sacrificing yourself. In other words, there's no service to self. There is a good aspect to service to self, as in taking care of yourself and actually looking out for your own health. But not to the point where you're doing it in a selfish way where you're harming other people. That's what I mean by service to self. And service to others as in actually helping others and actually not harming others. That's service to self. I don't believe in because I've come to realize that service to self versus service to others has become a black and white thing. Not understanding that there's a balance, needs to be a healthy balance that's in alignment with balance. We need to always incorporate balance into our lives. It can't be just one way or the other because that's black and white. And that's the reason why humanity is so screwed up, because of the fact they actually try to adapt. They actually try to go too far to one side, thinking that you need to adopt this, not understanding that there needs to be a balance when it comes to some things like this in life. And I mean, don't get the wrong idea. I'm not saying that I don't believe in the idea that good and evil has to coexist. That makes no damn sense, because good and evil will forever be at each other's throats. Because guess what? Evil's job is to try to actually try to control people. Where good is all about the welfare of other people. That doesn't mesh well with each other. It makes no sense to say they have to coexist with one another. See how well that coexistence has been working out for humanity? See how well that's been working out for humanity? No, since a lot of people live in bubbles. And like I said, humanity is not equipped and not ready to make the leap. And I don't think they're going to make it. I don't know what's going to happen. I can't predict, but humanity is not going to make it. See how people are reacting to everything right now? See how brazen things are getting? See how insane, more insane people are getting? Doesn't help that a lot of people out there are out there literally have, essentially have no soul in them. They're just these shadow flesh-based beings. I mean, a lot of these people have no connection to their inner divine at all. Or they can't even make that connection. They don't have it within them because it's so dried out. They're the products of actually self-preservation. They're all about self-preservation. You gotta understand that we live on a planet where those with no heart and no soul run these things. And that's the reason why, like I said, there's no people don't care about self-ownership or personal responsibility as a collective. That's why they're gonna always forever remain enslaved. Okay, that's it for today. I wanted to talk about those things, and that's the podcast for today. And for some strange reason, every time I pause the video and I turn it in, I pause the video and everything, I can't. When you watch it on YouTube, you notice it gets cut off all of a sudden when at the end. I have to figure out what's going on with that, because you don't hear me make a proper proper ending to the podcast series. And like I said, next week there's going to be no podcast. So for now, this is the Lone Observer, Jay Remy, and that'll be it for today. Not the best, again, not satisfied with this podcast, because I can never do it well enough. Like I said, I'm a writer, not a speaker, which is why you need to get over to my website and read my stuff. But okay, I'm done.